This is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for March 14th. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, freedom of the press. Interesting. The U.S. District Court in the District of Columbia has ruled the FBI, Federal Bureau of Investigation, has to search for and turn over records related to the agency's impersonation of documentary filmmakers. This was during investigations in response to a request from the Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, a Freedom of Information Act request, for more information about the FBI's use of this practice to get information during its investigations. This came to light when the FBI impersonated a documentary film crew to investigate Nevada rancher Cliven Bundy and his followers during the 2014 armed standoff you probably heard about. This was a confrontation between Bundy and the U.S. Bureau of Land Management. The Reporters Committee requested records related to this under FOIA. The FBI issued what's known as a GLOMAR response, which basically says, "We refuse to confirm or deny the existence of any records of which you speak." Well, the D.C. District Court agreed with the Reporters Committee, arguing that it was improper. This practice by the FBI has a harmful effect on journalists, because if you can impersonate a journalist crew, gain access to somebody, and gain their trust, you may have access to information that law enforcement would not be able to get going through regular channels. So we shall see. But this has been going on for a long time. In fact, going back more than two decades, it was revealed that both CNN and National Public Radio allowed interns from the U.S. Army Psychological Operations Unit, which is now called Military Information Support, sounds less like they're trying to mess with our minds, they allowed interns from the Army's PSYOPs unit inside their newsrooms during the war in Kosovo, which is part of the former Yugoslavia. Of course, the Army said they were just interns answering the phones and getting coffee and stuff. Yeah. Topic number 4, the largest college scholarship scam in American history, and it snared a couple of Hollywood B-listers at, possibly, depending on your point of view and how closely you follow Hollywood, the largest college admissions scam ever prosecuted. It's scooping up Hollywood actresses and actors, wealthy parents, and college coaches and prep executives. This is part of a nationwide scam to get students into prestigious universities that they didn't qualify for. This had two major parts to the scheme. First, parents would pay a college prep organization to take the tests, the SAT, on behalf of students. Secondly, the organization bribed college coaches to offer scholarships to students who didn't even participate in their sport. Federal court documents allege that some defendants created fake athletic profiles for students to make it appear that they were successful athletes. 50 people have been charged under what's being called Operation Varsity Blues. Those arrested include two SAT-ACT administrators, one exam proctor, 9 coaches at elite schools, 1 college administrator, and 33 parents. The parents, according to a spokesman, a catalog of wealth and privilege, who spent anywhere from $200,000 to $6.5 million to get their kids into the schools they wanted to attend. Coaches from Yale, Stanford, USC, Wake Forest, and Georgetown have been caught up in this investigation. This case involves arrests in 6 states across the U.S., including, as you see on the screen here, actresses Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, who's an Academy Award nominee. One witness told authorities he traveled from Tampa to West Hollywood to administer an exam to Huffman's daughter. She scored a 1420 on the SAT, which was 400 points higher than she got on the PSAT. Loughlin, who played Aunt Becky on Full House, committed facing the same felony charge, conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. Her husband, who's a wealthy fashion designer, also charged with conspiracy to commit mail fraud. They allegedly agreed to pay bribes totaling $500,000 to have their 2 daughters assigned as recruits to the USC crew team, even though neither of them rowed a boat. The diploma, not worth the paper they're printed on. Topic number 3, missing the point. A group of moms in the UK have gone public saying that pornography and its impact on kids is horrible. But then the solution they propose totally misses the mark. A group of mothers concerned about violence in pornography freely available online to anybody with access to the internet have teamed up to create mother-approved explicit sexual content. One of the mothers described the kind of pornography that she saw as something that would have left her petrified, if it was the first time she'd ever seen such content. And she continued, "We need to show kids that there's something else than this horrible word that rhymes with spit that we see on the internet. If my son treated a woman like that, I would kick his to kingdom come." And she's right about violence in today's internet pornography. It's a public health issue because it warps the developing minds of kids, preteens, teenagers, into thinking that's how you're supposed to treat the other sex. That is not the biblical way we men are supposed to treat other women. But sadly, rather than trying to turn their kids away from online pornography, the Manchester-based Mothers Group is hoping to make explicit pornography that promotes healthy attitudes towards sex and relationships. Using explicit sexual content to promote healthy attitudes towards sex doesn't seem like much of a solution. And in fact, it might not even be possible. Anyway, topic number two. Second Coming gets its second chance. We told you last month about this blasphemous comic that was proposed. DC Comics pulled it after some outcry from Christians. Features Jesus as the sidekick to an all-powerful superhero called Sun Man. The premise being that Jesus messed up his first mission by getting himself arrested and killed so soon into his ministry instead of doing what God wanted him to do. Well, of course, we Christians know that's exactly what God wanted him to do. That was necessary to buy our freedom from the wages of sin, which is what we deserve. Well, a new comic company called Ahoy Comics has announced it will publish the six-part series this summer. The co-creator of the series, Richard Pace, revealed that DC Comics actually helped them find a new publisher, and they're looking forward to the book's publication after the earlier protests. They're seeing the backlash from Christians as just free publicity. Here's the thing. If we train up our children in the way they should go and they understand why this is historically and theologically ate up, they won't want to read it. And coming up, students at Iowa State University cut off their noses, virtually speaking. That's next on 5 and 10.
Does God use catastrophe to mobilize his people for his glory? Is there finally definitive evidence of the actual location of Mount Sinai, the very place where God's presence was revealed in a blazing fire? New York Times bestselling author, filmmaker, and teacher Joel Richardson is back with two brand new works that take these subjects head on. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Joel Richardson two-book special offer. This special offer includes The Mystery of Catastrophe, where you'll learn to view catastrophes in an entirely new light. You'll see firsthand how God uses natural and man-made disasters to specifically position people to hear the gospel of the one and only true God and receive salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ. This must-read book will walk you step-by-step down the eschatological road of biblical prophecies to offer meaning and hope to individuals that are suffering. In this timely two-book special offer, you'll also receive Mount Sinai in Arabia, The True Location Revealed. Complete with more than 50 full-color photographs and maps, this beautiful work takes a look at the biblical evidence for Mount Sinai being in the land of Midian, Mount Sinai in ancient Jewish, Christian, and Islamic traditions, the evidence that Paul journeyed to Mount Sinai, the discovery of Moses' altar, the golden calf, and so much more. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $40. Yours now for your donation of only $25 plus shipping and handling. Now's your chance to get both of these incredible new books at one super low price. Order the Joel Richardson special offer online now at the Skywatch TV store or call 844-750-4985.
And topic number one, showing who the real enemy is. Candidate for student body president at Iowa State University tried to set himself apart by promising to disband student groups, student organizations that he or that others believed were discriminatory. Turns out he's in line with the current student government there. Student senators at Iowa State voted to withdraw their support for a bill in the state legislature there in Iowa that would protect the free speech and free association of college students. Why did they do this? Because they realized it would protect Christian groups who wanted to hold their leaders to the biblical standard of morality and sexuality. The bill passed the Senate in Iowa on Monday, now goes to the House, where Republicans hold a slimmer majority. But this bill was spurred by the University of Iowa's treatment of a Christian group there, compared to secular student groups, which are basically allowed to do whatever they want. Christian group wanted to follow the Bible rather than the college's student rights or human rights policy. Student senators don't understand that this state bill's point is to protect student groups, basically to uphold the constitutional right that we have of free association. In other words, to get together with other people that we want to get together with without having somebody say, no, you got to let pagans in or whatever. So some Christian groups deny leadership roles to students who refuse to follow the biblical standards of sexual morality. And that was the basis of the University of Iowa's decision to de-recognize Business Leaders for Christ. That was overturned by a court last month. Well, Iowa State University's Student Senate had been in support of this bill protecting free speech until they realized what it actually meant. It meant the Christians could then follow. They would rather deny the constitutional right of free assembly rather than protect Christians from following the Bible. You know, that's a two-edged sword, and they will soon regret it. Well, Skywatch TV is expanding in 2019. We have a building. It's essentially a Quonset hut. We've got it framed in, but we need your help to put a studio inside. We will not go into debt to do it. To find out how you can partner with us and the way we will thank you for your support, you'll find that linked at skywatchtv.com. Skywatch TV's, Derek P. Gilbert, I guess that's me, and Sharon K. Gilbert, among the group coming to Dallas at the end of this month for the Hear the Watchman Conference. This is the Hilton DFW Lakes Conference Center, the last weekend in March, the 29th through the 31st. Get there early on the 28th for early check-in. It's almost sold out, so if you want to go, you'll need to act quickly to get your tickets. Still plenty of time, though, to sign up for streaming video. All presentations streamed to you in HD video. And they guarantee the stream. If you have experienced any problems at all, Hear the Watchman says they will refund your money. We've got a web-exclusive interview coming up with Mike Kerr in the next day or two that will tell you more about that. But to save money on the tickets and the streaming video, use promo code Gilbert20, Gilbert20, at hearthewatchman.com. That'll save you $20 off the tickets or 20% off the streaming video at hearthewatchman.com. This week, Skywatch TV launches on two brand new national networks. Well, new to us. These aren't new networks. In fact, the Word Network is one of the largest Christian networks in the country. It is available on DirecTV channel 373, but it's also available on cable networks all over the country. Too many to list here. We will broadcast, already as I record this, it's already been broadcast today, Thursday, but every Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Time, you'll find it on the Word Network and the Total Living Network in the Chicagoland area. That includes Indiana and Michigan, the parts around the lake there, and Central Illinois, downstate, Peoria, Decatur, Champaign, Bloomington, my old stomping grounds. You'll see us there. Xfinity Channel 138. That's Wednesday nights at 11:30 p.m. Central Time, Sunday evenings at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. And you can get a complete channel listing of where you can find Skywatch TV at skywatchtv.com, where you'll also find instructions on how to add the Skywatch TV channel to Apple TV or Roku, so we'll broadcast anytime, day or night, or the Skywatch TV mobile app gets our programs, audio and video, right to you, whether your smartphone or tablet is from Apple, Google, Windows, or Amazon. We've got apps for all of those. My website is derekpgilbert.com, where you'll find a link to the Bible study Sharon and I produce every week, the Gilbert House Fellowship, and my weekly podcast, A View from the Bunker, which streams live to the internet every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time. You'll find that at derekpgilbert.com. Tomorrow we talk science! My best friend joins us, Sharon K. Gilbert, for Sci Friday. And until then, thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.